the book Floating Coast, An Environmental History of the Bering Strait by Bathsheba DeMuth. Prologue, The Migration North. Each morning in spring, the sandhill cranes rise pair by pair from the fields and marshes where they rest and turn their bodies north. They trill and honk on the wing, the sound filling the flyways of North America. By late April or May, they approach the Pacific Ocean's terminus, where the Seward and Chukchi peninsulas reach toward each other across the Bering Strait. 20,000 years ago, during the last ice age, the water passing beneath them was land. People hunted mammoths and caribou across a corridor of earth. Now, cleaved by just 50 miles of ocean, a geological and ecological unity remains in the territory, encircled by the Mackenzie and Yukon rivers in North America, the Anadyr and Kolyma rivers in Russia, and the oceans north of St. Lawrence Island and south of Wrangel Island. From river to river and sea to sea, geographers call this country Beringia. I was 18 when I first heard the cranes, standing on the runner of a dog sled, 80 miles north of the Arctic Circle, on Beringia's eastern edge.